This is the Kingsguard Capital Retirement Wars Podcast with strategies to fortify and protect your retirement. Here is the Kingsguard Capital J Team, Jessica and Joseph Cervenka.
And along with Jessica Cervenka today, I'm Cheryl White.
Hi, everyone. As you all know, we specialize in working with retirees. So we sit with them every single day, all day long for over 15 years. And lately, we have found an influx of individuals asking a lot of questions about annuities. And we have seen this over and over and over again. I have been doing a lot of reviews and evaluations of existing annuities for people. And I found a lot of things. First of all, they're confused about what they have. Some of didn't even know they had them in their portfolio. Others are not sure why they have them, how they work. And honest to goodness, guys, I don't blame you, because annuities have a lot of nuances and complexities and really have a lot of potential, but not everybody should have one, right? There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Should you consider an annuity for your retirement planning? So that's going to be the theme and the topic for the next several weeks, along with the information that we bring you. I think that it's important that you stay tuned. If you have an annuity, folks, right now, or somebody's offering you an annuity, or you have some negative results in an annuity, you're not happy or just confused, stay tuned, because after you hear this, you're going to understand a lot more. I'm also going to be offering reviews for free. Anybody out there that has a guaranteed income annuity, that has a variable annuity, that has growth annuity questions and you don't understand what they are, I'm going to clear up some of it today, but I also offer full reviews. Why is that? Some people probably shouldn't have an annuity. Other people have a great annuity as part of their portfolio, and I can explain to them what it's used for and how I would place it within a retirement plan. Others are searching for annuities, but not sure who to talk to or why they would pick it, right? So this is going to be really good information. I think it's going to address a lot of your questions. And I've had a lot of people tell me, you know what, Jessica, after listening or coming to your class, I totally get it now. Annuities have been known to be a source that you can turn on as guaranteed income that you cannot outlive. It is a contractual agreement between you and an insurance company. They're going to say they're going to give you a fixed dollar amount for the rest of your life, regardless of how old you are and how long you live. And this amount will last you forever, regardless of the value of your account at that time. There are five different types of annuities, guys. And before I dive into that, I'm going to tell you, not all are one size fits all. So when we're talking about planning for income in retirement, we start with Social Security. Then we look at any pensions. And as you know, Cheryl, and you guys out there, pensions are a thing of the past. They're going away. So How do most retirees get income to supplement their Social Security, right? What do? They get dividends, interest, capital gains. In other words, they're drawing down from their retirement nest egg. And most of the time, all of their money is invested in the market. So the rule of thumb is, hey, if you take out less than 4% a year out of your investments, then you should be okay. The key here is you should be, right? It all depends on how much you take out. If the market returns, if the market's doing well, if, right? So why do people go to annuities? They go to annuities because they want to take the if out and they want the for sure in. So where do you start to figure out whether or not an annuity is right for you in your retirement plan? Remember, we are a holistic financial firm. We are duly licensed and we offer and focus on looking at all the tools that we can blend together for a truly diversified financial plan that includes income plan, not just growth strategy and then withdraw from it. We want to have a written income plan that will include your Social Security. So how do you start? You have to start by making sure you're working with the right individuals. So when looking for them, I would highly recommend that you talk to a fiduciary. Now, we start there, Cheryl, when you're working with a fiduciary. So for all of you out there, think back about if you own an annuity right now, think back of who gave you that annuity. Was that annuity researched? Did you have several options to pick from? Did you walk away with the knowledge of what this annuity is going to be used for? Do you understand if you're paying any fees, if it's principal protected, is it guaranteed for life? All of those things. Who originally gave you that annuity? So I have to tell you, it's very hard nowadays, and it was very hard several years ago. Nowadays, it's hard because almost everybody is offering an annuity. And almost everybody will call themselves a fiduciary. And that's a problem because not everybody is a fiduciary. So most advisors that only offer annuities, and they will offer you a bunch of different annuities, and that's all they can offer you, that is not a fiduciary. That is an insurance agent. Similar to a stockbroker. Anybody that sells you stock is not under the fiduciary rule that was established in 1940. So these individuals are commission-based. Nothing wrong with that. But what they are doing is both an insurance agent and a stockbroker is basically giving you advice under what's called a suitability rule. So they're looking at a product and saying, hey, this seems suitable for you, and we're going to sell you this product. And if you agree, that's the transaction. You are having a contractual agreement with the insurance carrier. However, they're not looking at the whole picture. They're not creating a retirement and investment plan strategy, and they're not legally bound to looking out for your best interest. That's when a fiduciary comes in. A fiduciary can be great, they could be medium, or they could be bad. But that's in every world, right?
Yes.
So we cannot just choose somebody because they're strictly a fiduciary. When we're talking about Social Security, how would an annuity help in this situation? Well, in this situation, having another source of guaranteed income that's not reliant on the market being added to your income of Social Security may be something that will not only give you peace of mind, but will maintain your expenses covered while allowing your other assets, your other savings to be truly diversified and growing to hedge against inflation or other things in the future.
Have questions for Jessica and Joseph? Reach out to the J team at 804-886-1196, 804-886-1196, and join the Kingsguard Capital J team each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on News Radio WRVA. The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or for any specific security. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services are offered by Kingsguard Capital, LLC, a registered advisor firm located in Virginia and Florida.